Introducing the Hatcast.
Ooh. Welcome, listeners, to HC Over 3, the Hatcast show where it's only me. I am your only host, Perry, and this is episode 8. Sponsoring today's episode, 4A's. 4A's. Bagels equal people. We have a very special guest on today's episode of HC Over 3. It is the food tipster, ready to give us some amazing food tips. But first, the news. Okay, so according to someone on the internet, the TSA, that's the American, what is it, the American of travel something? The Transportation Security Administration, thank you, tipster, paid $1.4 million for a randomizer app that just chooses left or right. Yes, that's right. TSA agents are now using what is effectively an iPad at airports in the United States to choose. This is an app on these iPads that you tap and it goes left or right, telling passengers which direction just to go in a queue. That's right. They paid $1.4 million. We'd like to point out that that cost doesn't just cost include the development of the app, but also the training needed to use the app. And a 33-year-old man who tried to rob an iPhone from a 13-year-old boy on a Queens subway train ran onto the tracks on Tuesday morning, where he was struck by a subway train. The man survived. Apparently, he tried to struggle with a teenager, got the phone, a woman punched him in the nose, and he ran away on the train tracks, only to get clipped. He walks away with cuts and bruises, and commuters were recommended to take buses to other area train stations. And there's just no interesting news this week, so we're going to put today. So we're going to pass you across to the food tipster for some hot food tips.
Okay. Okay. If you're looking to create a tasty salad, you'll find that pairing balsamic with orange juice creates that really tasty kick. Go ahead, try it.
You can expect more of the food tipster in upcoming episodes. And now we report on a man who is in fact not the food tipster. Brendan Williams, a man from Langford, wherever BC is, whatever the hell. Langford, British Columbia, has gained international exposure after a daring series of boudoir birthday poses that he took for his wife. And now he's playing a feature role in an advertising campaign supporting underwear for regular people. According to the article, he auditioned for the ad over Skype. Yeah. Is all I can say. Currently, all intelligence reports say that neither Gravy nor Pretzel know about the existence of HC Over 3 after dropping some significant hints over the last few days. Time will only tell. Or will it? Maybe they will just tell us. But that's really all I have to say for this week. It's this week. Fuck, I keep saying this week. It's three times a week. That's all I have to say today. Jeez. Hopefully in episode 9 we'll have some more interesting news. So that's goodbye from me, the host, Perry. And it's probably goodbye from the tipster. See you next time.